Well, actually, I mean, it was a very memorable trip for me to Belgium last time because
I was with you.
Well, yes, that. And that was when I found out, I got a phone call that and found out that my wife and I were pregnant while we were in, while I was in Belgium.
Oh.
Wait a minute. And you know who was she with?
Yeah, that's what I said.
And the weird thing was when Brent started the show. It's horrible.
Yeah, that was a very expensive phone call right there.
Hi, I'm Austin Titchener, one third of the Reduced Shakespeare Company, and you're listening to this week's Reduced Shakespeare Company podcast, number 58, Belgium and Holland. This week we introduce you to the three guys who arrive in Belgium this Friday, January 11th, Brent Tubbs and Noah Brody, both of whom you've heard from before in previous podcasts, as well as
our newest RSC member, Mark Farrell. San Francisco Bay Area based, but you live in Alameda?
Correct.
Welcome to the Reduced Shakespeare Company.
Thank you. Very good to be here.
And I was just starting to ask you, really, you make a living as an actor in the Bay Area?
I'm also a pastry chef. No, I do both. I make a living as an actor and as a admin Nazi.
An admin Nazi. Yeah. But an admin at a company that gives you enough freedom to work.
Yes, I come and go as I please.
Just in the time, we've had several people say to us, oh, if you're ever looking for other actors, Mark Farrell's a guy you should get. So do you do primarily musicals, or have you done a lot?
If you're a guy that walks and has lungs in the mm-hmm. Bay Area, you're probably going to end up doing a musical here.
Right.
Or you have to completely avoid it so that you don't sort of get pigeonholed into that, like, oh, musical theater. Ugh.
But Reed met you when you were both understudies at ACT in Travesty.
That's right. Yeah, we were both covering all the male roles in that.
Well, and Reed's first impression of you was, that guy is a memorization machine, because you had to memorize all that stopper.
I had like a 12-page monologue for a senile guy at the top of the show that comes out and sits in a wheelchair. He doesn't even get to move. He's just going aimlessly from one thought to another.
What's your secret to memorization, or is there one?
It sounds strange, but I actually start whatever block of chunk of lines that I decide I'm going to memorize, I actually start with the last page uh-huh. of it and keep memorizing backwards from there so I have no attachment with a way to say that, you know, I'm not memorizing a way to say it. Uh-huh. I'm merely memorizing cues, and then as you add on or add backwards, as you move forward to run it, like you always know what's coming next because you've started backwards. It's a good way to learn a song, actually.
That is a great trick. I've never heard that. And then you always know when you finally start to work on it, you know what you're building towards emotionally.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. You know what's coming next.
Yeah. Oh, that's a very cool trick. I asked you that question thinking I was going to get a joke answer, but no, that's great.
Yeah, no jokes. That's
really,
it's memorization. That's not a funny thing.
No, it's not.
Very serious business.
Nothing. Repeat.
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, when you have a 12-page monologue, there's no trick other than just sit down and keep saying it over and over and do it in the car and do it on the treadmill and do it in your sleep and anywhere else.
And did you ever get to do it on stage at ACT?
Never.
Never.
Well, and that's the trick. That's the problem, too, of being a really great understudy is that they want you to do all that stuff, but at a certain point you can become pigeonholed in that, too.
That's right. You're not a replacement. You're an understudy. that's your place in life.
Where you are.
So had you ever heard of the Reduced Shakespeare Company before taking on the gig?
I had heard of it, and then when I did Travesties and I met Rhea, I was like, oh, you're the Reduced Shakespeare Company. I see now. Yeah, and so we talked about it a little bit then, and then about 2 weeks ago, I was on the San Jose Rep website where Reduced Shakespeare is doing the great works of literature later this year.
All the great books.
And I was looking at the little, you know, blip about the company, the little promo that's on there, and uh-huh. seeing that you guys do shows around the world and et cetera. And I was looking, and I just, before I closed down the website, I thought, how come Reed's never asked me to audition for one of these things? He must have multiple groups doing this. So the next day I'm sitting there, and the phone rings, and it's Reed, and he says, I'm calling to offer you a part. We're going on tour. And I thought, this is a joke. Like, they must somehow be able to see who's going into the website and looking at it or something. And that was it.
And so now you're still pissed because he didn't call to ask you to audition.
That's right. He's like, I'm not asking you to audition.
I'm just offering you the part right now.
Exactly. Which is, you know, that's the actor's worst nightmare. No, just kidding. No.
So, but you're a Bay Area native. You grew up here, and you're still here. Did you ever go off to New York or L.A. and come back? Or why did you? How come?
I went to the B Street Theater in Sacramento for a little bit. I was their first intern group. Uh-huh. Timothy Busfield and his brother Buck. But no, I've never left. I guess I've never left because I keep working here, and now at this point, at this age in my life, I don't.
Your advanced years.
Yeah, I mean, I think I have to wait till I'm like 70 probably now to be a character actor.
Really? Are they saying get me a young Mark Farrell? Is that what they're casting?
Yeah.
But you just keep working here. So then this your trip to Belgium and Holland will be your first trip over there. Your first tour? Is it your first theater tour?
Absolutely, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, and it's funny because another thing I've been like griping about all year was like, you know, I need to do something where I go on tour. It has to be theater. So
wow.
This is timed out perfectly for me.
Well, that's excellent. It's always nice to have a good match of not only actor material but actor and company, because that'll be the certain thing you'll have to figure out is it's not the shows. The shows are easy. It's the sitting in the van.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right. Exactly. Yeah. No, the other two guys are great. I'm really pleased.
Yeah.
To see that, and we're all the same height, so that's good.
Which is amazing, since Brent Tubbs is part of your cast, and he lacks quite a bit of height.
I might be the tallest person in the cast, which is really weird. That's never happened to me actually before. So,
what you're only now beginning to, I mean, as we record this podcast, you're only now beginning to learn the show completely Hollywood abridged, but. It seems to be in, and I only know you from weeks of rehearsals, it seems to be kind of in your wheelhouse, because the part calls for you to play a lot of different roles, apply a lot of different voices, and do forward somersaults. How's that going?
Everything but the forward somersaults is going really well.
The slow motion forward somersault.
Yeah, it's harder to do a somersault in slow motion.
It is.
I'm off book for Act One. I'm fine.
I was thinking you would be the lean, mean memorization machine.
No, playing multiple characters is, I think I'm realizing after doing